अब अपने बच्चों के साथ आनंद लें हिंदू पौराणिक कहानियों का। चाइम्स लेकर आए हैं महादेव की महिमा, नव दुर्गा रूपांतरण, समुद्र मंथन की महाकथा और दशावतार जैसी प्रसिद्ध ऑडियो बुक्स। अपने बच्चों को जोड़ें अपने संस्कारों के साथ। ऑडियो बुक्स फॉर अ बेटर यू नाउ ओनली एट ₹69, अवेलेबल ओनली ऑन ऑडिबल।
Zoe's amazing powers. It was the onset of December in Santa's village in the North Pole, and the place was buzzing with activity. Everyone was scrambling around to get all the gifts ready and packed for Father Christmas to distribute them to the children on the Christmas Eve. Round the clock, elves were working hard in the workshop to make beautiful toys. But the postal service was still bringing trucks full of new letters from kids with their wishes. So, to help them, Father Christmas hired a new elf named Zoe this year. But poor Zoe was feeling out of place. All other elves were very nice to him, and Father Santa took good care of everyone working in his workshop. But other elves were fully trained in their work. Some were tasked on making dolls, few were working on board games, some were assembling bicycles, while others were busy packing them in beautiful gift papers. But Zoe, still being new, was always making mistakes. Whatever task he helped with, someone had to redo it to ensure it is spot on for little child who gets that gift. Looking at this being repeated again and again, Zoe was somewhat disappointed with himself. One day, Zoe went to Father Christmas and said, "Father, why did you hire me? I am not worthy of this place. When I look at my brothers and watch them make such fine toys, I feel depressed." Father Christmas smiled and replied,
"Ho, ho, ho, dear Zoe, no one is worthless in this world. Your time will come and you will brighten the world with your talent. Now go to sleep, as we have a lot of work to do in the morning."
Zoe returned to his room, but he could not sleep and kept tossing and turning in his bed. It was midnight, perhaps, when Zoe heard a strange voice coming from some distance. Zoe quickly took his sledge and ran towards the sound. After going a bit far, Zoe saw two figures under a pine tree. When Zoe came closer, he realized that they were two polar bears, Mother Bear and her little son. The little bear was looking quite pale and Mother Bear was lying unconscious. Zoe quickly realized that Mother Bear had been badly hurt in a fall and needed help. Without thinking much, Zoe mounted the mother and baby bear onto his sledge and started pushing it to get them back to the village at the earliest. By then, Father Christmas had also reached the spot with his reindeers and other elves. Everyone saw how Zoe, a small elf, was trying to push the sledge with such a huge polar bear. Father Christmas immediately asked his reindeer to take over the sledge and fly it back to the North Pole, where the poor mother bear could be attended to. Then turning towards Zoe, Father Christmas said,
"Ho, ho, ho! See, Zoe, this is your superpower. In spite of being such a small elf, you did not think twice to come to the rescue of a needy. You have a heart of gold, and not everyone possesses it in this world. So keep helping others like this forever.
Zoe embraced Father Christmas delightfully, while all the other elves clapped for him.
गुरु रबींद्रनाथ टैगोर एक ऐसे प्रतिभाशाली लेखक थे जिन्होंने अपनी कलम से उस समय की सामाजिक सच्चाई को बयान किया, फिर चाहे वह काबुलीवाला में दिल को छू लेने वाला बंधन हो, सुबह के मौन सपने हो या पोस्टमास्टर का अकेलापन। आइए सुनते हैं उनकी ऐसी ही 10 कहानियां चाइम्स की नई पेशकश श्री रबींद्रनाथ टैगोर का संग्रह में। ऑडियो बुक्स फॉर अ बेटर यू Now at ₹69. Available only on Audible.